fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I love how it's, Well, Kiki, welcome. Welcome to, you know, exploring the Heart-Centered Living course. And, you know, running, we'll be talking about the first module. Yeah?
Uh-huh.
And the beauty
of... Yes, thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you for showing up and sharing this beautiful space together. And, you know, I'm actually feeling my heart at the moment. You know, my hands on my heart right now. You know, I'm feeling very centered. And, love the way we are going to explore together the module one. So we're going to embrace, you know, we're going to explore, we're going to evolve, and really get nurtured and, you know, open up our hearts here and, you know, really go into a bit deeper and what we are, you know, as someone who's going to join us, what we can expect from module one together. And I can't wait how we all going to, you know, whether you're a member or not, or whether someone's a member or not, how we're going to explore and use some of these exercises and actually, you know, and you know, journal things together and, you know, really,
yes,
really combine our minds together, you know, and really, you know, get into the heart, you know, the path of authenticity. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Lovely.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely agree. Like you said, the heart of authenticity and the whirlwind of our modern lives, where thoughts race and responsibilities pile up. Have you ever paused to listen to the whispers of your heart? It just captures the world that most people live in a state of worry or state of, you know, always in a state of survival and in a state of dealing with things from a perspective of a victim. And in this place, it's really a field stock, right? So yeah. Listening to the whispers of the heart is a way of becoming, leading, you know, your once experienced, my experience, instead of being being pressured to believe what others or what the problem is trying to tell us. So it's a way of leading the solution, rather. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, man, you know, like you just nailed it. You said, you know, we get so responsible in this life. We forget to play, forget to nurture ourselves. You know, we got family, we got work to do. You know, we're just like in a, you know, on a, what do you call those? On a treadmill, you know, racing around, spinning our wheels. But, you know, when does that thing stop? Like where I was watching one of the YouTube clips the other day, what sort of animals were they? Were they more like guinea pigs? And they love being on that train. It just reminds me, when you said that, we're just like all hooked up on this matrix thing and the wheels are continuing spinning. We don't know what day it is. We're so conditioned. And you know what? The Buddhists actually have something called living on the extreme parts. You know, there's always, we through the, you know, knowledge of our course, we're going to learn. We're going to meditate. We're going to learn how to be centered, how to live in our center. So we can get off and learn how to get off that treadmill. It's just life. We're going to, you know, it's going to be a nicely beautiful transformative journey for all of us. We will unravel, you know, the enigmatic realms of heart-centered living. We're going to look into that. We're going to take a deep dive, a very deep dive in the whole essence of our learning in just that one chapter, introducing, you know, what heart-centered living actually means. And, you know, we will look into understanding the significance. You know, Gigi, we'll go into discovering the beautiful gems, and, you know, what is for us, and it's going to be there for our personal growth and well-being.
Absolutely, I love it, Nick. Mm. I love the examples you've given and of the guinea pig how growing personally can help one break out of that state of being in that race mindset. And so, yes, defining heart-centered living, the dance of authenticity. So we will talk about what it's about, how to live with intensity, live with intention and authenticity.
Oh,
yes,
that is so beautiful. That word, we all talk about it. You know, some people talk about and think about living with authenticity, but you know, Kiki, it takes a lot of practice to do that. It takes like we all do, they call it, you know, all sorts of coaches, they say, hey, work on your mindset, work on your rituals. What do you do in the morning? Like today, I went out. I mean, really stretched myself today because I wanted to taste the, you know, living out of the heart and living and it was so fulfilling that I went out there and did with one of my fellow friends who's a Tai Chi instructor. And we went there on, you know, absorbing, being part of nature with rock, with sea, with life, with earth, with God. It was so beautiful to be connected, and we slowed down and we can feel, we concentrated on our hearts. Just an example, like, you know, what is living authenticity is really getting off that treadmill, really understanding, you know, getting in touch with that word. People say it, but they don't actually know the true meaning or the practice of it. But, you know, it is about allowing the gentle pull, you know, of our heartstrings to guide us. And through the labyrinth, you know, through all the mazes of and all the choices and all the experiences that we have. When we actually master living from the heart, we'll be challenged, you know. It is a moment when you can say to yourself, damn, I'm here to live, I'm here to experience. I'm going to get up in that morning. I've only slept for 3 hours, but I'm going to give this a go. And I want to change my habits, you know. And the only way to do it is tap into our heart and live for the experience. Yeah.
Perfect. Yes, the heart is such a powerful force. The most powerful force is the heart that we have. And I love that because, you know, this brings me the thought that it gives us the energy, these energy to do everything else. Mm. So, yeah, you know, imagine a life where every step you take is aligned with your deepest passions, values, and desires. It's a dance between who you are and the world around you. The symphony of authenticity that resonates with your very being.
That's powerful.
It's the relationship, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, values.
Values. Others.
Yes. Values there. You know, we're locking into our values. What's our value? Do we want to be on the treadmill? Is that one of our values? You know, is that the truth?
Nobody wants it.
Yeah, is that the truth? Like, sometimes we got to sit back. I think my favorite questioning words is, you know, sometimes you need to, you know, through this course, we're all going to become a bit cynical. We're going to become cynics. Yeah. Why? Because a cynical mind actually asks questions. because they understand the power of values. And, you know, they kind of compare apples for apples, and they kind of say, well, is that the truth for me? And the moment someone says, is that the truth? Is that the truth? And then we go into this different space, and that's one of the keys to tapping into our hearts. And you say, no, that's not the truth. I'm hopping off this treadmill. Yeah. And then we can tap, you know, then we have this something called, you know, the symphony of living authentically. I think, you know, that resonates, in my opinion, resonates with every human being here on this beautiful planet. Mm.
Yes, absolutely. I absolutely love that. And if anyone has any questions, they can definitely speak about it and write it down. You can see it.
Mm.
If it's in a setting where we are in Clubhouse, then it would be that they can write down some things, and we can, or they can come up and ask after we've finished. But then, so it's really well done.
Mm.
And let's see here, where am I? It's an invitation, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, yes, it's an invitation. This course is an invitation to step away from the noise of the mind and embrace the serenity of the heart. It's all inside up. Mm. So,
yeah, you know what? That's so beautiful. Sorry, what were you saying? Sorry. I just cut in a little bit.
It's all right. So embracing everything is inside, because everything is within us.
Mm.
And if we can connect to the heart, then, you know, to our spirit, to our soul, to our desires, these are where all the other things come out. All the other groups about life.
You know that word in that, which is said invitation. I invite myself. I invite, you know, when you say that, we just sit back, you take a big breath through the nostrils, you know, you hold for a little bit, you know, for 4 seconds, you might inhale for six. And when you can just invite yourself that moment to get off the treadmill, you know, that's what we're learning. And it goes like through the nose for six, three, two, one, hold for four. Four, three, two, one. Exhale slowly to 8 seconds with your mouth exhaling till you feel that centeredness. And that's when you start feeling that serenity. And that's when you start connecting with your heart. It's such a simple little exercise to do, you know. So we don't invite ourselves to embrace, to be in that serenity. You know, we'll learn that, you know, we'll connect with that. Yeah. So, you know, we'll learn how to align our beautiful intentions, you know, and we'll learn how to really live in a path or have a powerful fulfillment in this life. And, you know, through sharing, we'll definitely learn a lot of things. Yeah. What do you think of that, Akiki?
Yes, absolutely. You know, we have to take care of our bodies through, and, you know, connecting to our heart, connecting to the mindful, being mindful, slowing down the mind through breathing and allowing our self to connect to our hearts within. So this is, I love that, meditation right there. That's the
problem. Imagine, look, it says the imagination is your key to intention, right? It is like the seed that you plant in a very fertile soil of your heart. I just love that, right? That's a nice paragraph to even think about and contemplate. A seed that plants in the fertile soil of your heart. Oh, wow, that's imagination. Imagine that. Imagination does that, you know, the power of imagination. And when you combine the heart together, you're planting something beautiful. They say that a lot of mentors and a lot of coaches say that if you don't plant seeds, well, the universe plants seeds for you. You know, your garden's not going to look as pretty or as nice. It's going to be just disjointed, disordered. you know, and yeah, there's a chance that you want to enjoy, you want to desire life like you should, like with that. And when we practice, you know, we practice even that little breathing technique I shared with you and share with you guys who are listening. That little breathing technique takes you straight into your, into our essence. Yeah. Beautiful seeds. Yeah. Hmm.
So then, we've got, like, just to let you know, we've got 6 minutes left. So,
yeah, okay.
Perhaps we should.
Yeah, okay. What do we? You know, Kiki, I just want to ask you. I'm gonna ask you a few questions, just quick ones, right? I mean, there's a lot we can talk about in our module one. We basically covered the, you know, the structures to it, but so our viewers can actually get a little bit more hands-on here. And yeah, I'd like to ask you a question. Have you ever felt a deep sense of contentment, like when your actions were in alignment with your true heart?
Oh yes, absolutely. Yes, I definitely only feel a deep sense of contentment when, in fact, my actions are in alignment. If they are not, then I don't feel contentment. I only feel contentment when my actions are aligned with what I believe and what resonates with my heart, you know, things like this. It's important to feel this because that's where I think that's where we can feel more gratitude, actually.
Yeah, I hear you, because I know that you're a gratitude teacher, and you work with your heart from your center. And how does the heart-centered living, you know, differ from making decisions based on rational thinking alone?
How does heart-centered living differ from making decisions based on rational?
Yeah.
All right. Well, my experience and my perspective, what I've seen is that the heart center, if it's not connected to the decision, it's so easy not to do, and it's so easy to forget or to become lost in the path of the. So it's always going to go back to, you know, what is it that we really, really desire, and what is our, you know, what stares us, what makes us want this. So how does that differ? You know, rational thinking is important, of course, like for certain situations, like that are, you know, one is driving, okay, you need to drive. Yeah, that's logical. It's good. It's good for the things, like to deal with tools and things. Sure. But when it's about our soul and being fulfilled in life, we really need to go within us and connect to, you know, what our desires. And for me, I believe we all have a mission. So it's about connecting to that mission and let that define the outer, what it looks like on the outside.
Yeah.
So that it's like it's like from within you start and then it comes out like a seed from the soil that becomes a tree and it germinates and into a flower, or it has to start within so that it can look like what you want.
Yeah. And otherwise you're not really planting, and the universe is
planting.
And then you realize, oh, well, that's not the plants I want. It's not the flowers I wanted. I wanted a pink one, not a blue one, you know? But if you didn't put the seed in from your heart, it's different. You know, I recall a time when I did follow my heart's guidance, and such a beautiful feeling, and such a joy to be living and living from the heart. Such a joy to follow a path, and whether it's business or relationship. Yeah. Just another question, you know, aligning with your intention, the path of fulfillment, we'll go into that. You know, think about a goal you pursued. You know, how did that feel for you when your heart set?
All right. So what happened for me was when I set my mind on this, when I decided this is what I wanted to do, mm-hmm. what happened was this is about a goal to have some cities I wanted to visit, mm. and it's like, I believe that because I pursued it, because I did it, mm. I was content from it. And I wanted to visit about 3 to 4 cities when I was living in Germany. And I was just like, well, I know it's easy just to, you know, go and travel, but there were some situations that was just, I would say, was a challenge in that moment. Well, then I took like 3 weeks to travel. It was really great because I was happy that I did it. I was happy that, and then I was meeting people. Everything was so perfect. They just knew that this is exactly what,
yeah.
you know, I wanted. So it's like you see that how coincidence happened. Things just align in that path of what you really desire. Mm. So because I was really happy, and it's happened before. Like when I just really want something, somehow everything just aligns. You know, and it's, I think it's the, you know, God that wants us to have the desires of our hearts. Wants us to be happy, and as long as it's aligned to the good for us, and yeah. so, or His plan for us, so it's like
yeah.
the best plan for us. So it's, everything is already there. It's just saying yes and then going for it. So I've seen this, and I'm also excited for the ways that I'm going to use this in my life. Because now I'm saying, okay, this is still sounding so hot. This is delicious, right? And then mm-hmm. I'm also using this to plan the you know, some other upcoming events.
Yeah. Yeah.
Upcoming, let's say, desires.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, we're moving somewhere, you know. Like we're gonna be yeah. when we practice this, we're actually living out a purposeful life,
yes.
and so much joy in it. Yeah, so much beautiful pursuing by all of us, and it's so nice to be aligned with our hearts and their desires, and even, you know, when we get really habitual to this, and when become such a beautiful habit, no, you know, the external influences will not even have a chance. I'm sure we'll be able to, you know, take that, you know, this opposition or whatever you want to call it, but we're able to hop the hurdles much quicker because we've been operating on a faster vibrational level. Yeah. And Kiki, I think I can ask you a million and one questions to our module one. And but it's so nice to, you know, to co-create with you and collaborate with you on our beautiful course. And I'm so excited, so pumped that, you know, we're going to get this out soon. And yeah, and I know we got to close up here, but you can see the ripple effect in, you know, happening right now in our conversation. So for our viewers, what would you like to say to them, and what would you like to how would you like to encourage him or tell him of the program we got in store for him, and when and especially the date that we are planning on launching our first program called Living from Heart-Centered Living, or loving from the heart, or living from the heart. Kiki, you there?
Oh, I was speaking. I didn't realize I was speaking. So it's been a really fun and delicious journey to just, you know, really from the heart. And if this resonates with you, please click on the registration link pinned on the top and you can get into this wait list, and you would be notified once the once we have the course ready to once we've published the course. And, you know, I would encourage you to continue to just use everything that you've heard and things that you wrote down to journal the questions and ask yourself really what you want and why, and to really connect to your own desires. So yes, I mean, this has been fun.
Yeah, no, just an idea. Thank you for saying
and
that.
I would encourage you to read the to listen again to the replay and just
If anyone wants a list of those questions, we did about 15 questions there to self-reflect and, and self-journal. And by all means, just, you know, send us a message, send us a message. You can email us, or you can, you know, if you're on Facebook or Instagram, you know, wherever you heard this beautiful, an offer to join our group, join our course. Yeah, love to, by all means, love to send it to you.
Yes, absolutely. We have the, you can back channel us and say, you can DM, you can say the word. We can make it a part of, we will send it to you if you complete the form on the top.
Yeah.
You will get the questions.
Yeah, absolutely. And we got so much beautiful things going on. Okay, well, love yous and got to leave yous. And love and light to everyone. And we're signing off now. Hope to see you soon.
Yes. All right. Thank you so much, Nick. And
pleasure.
Thanks, everyone, for witnessing and for being a part of this journey.
Beautiful.
And have a great.
Ciao, everyone.
Till the next time. Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable quality clothing right here in the USA, because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.